Welcome to Doula Club, a podcast that takes you inside the creative mind of a doula, where we talk about birth, postpartum, death, and everything in between. I'm your host, Bonnie Silva. Hey there, how's it going? Welcome back. Well, guys, you know, folks, I'll tell you one thing. It was a pretty exhausting year, 2020 for that matter, and I literally stayed home most of it. But 2020 was a fucking journey, and I don't mean a beautiful spiritual journey like one would want to go, but really a fucked up, like, holy shit journey. Who would have thought that in my lifetime I would have experienced a pandemic, experiencing what is working virtually with clients, protests that were epic in the amount that they were. Like, the Black Lives Matter was a beautiful evolution. And for a second, guys, like, I know this is going to sound incredibly naive from my white passing brain, but like, I was like, oh my God, this is it. We're fucking, like, it's happening. It's fucking happening. Like, finally in this country, Black and brown folks are going to get justice. And nope, because soon after, the current president, which is, he's going to be taken out in like another week or so. President Trump, for that matter, pretty much did tons of shit, which I'm definitely not going to get into. I'm not politically inclined to talk about a lot of things that happened in 2020, specifically during President Trump's presidency or whatever the fuck that was, or his reality show. But I'm specifically talking about how he riled up a bunch of white terrorists and they like took over the Capitol Hill for a second. That was like another historical moment that I was just like, what the fuck? If any of you follow me on my personal page, Bonnie Silva, and on Instagram, I was like video recording my television. And as I was video recording, watching it, CNN live, I saw the moment that they busted into the window and busted inside of the Capitol. And that was like really shocking. Like, you know, it's just incredible of how much we all went through. But at the same time, we're still going through it. So I feel like there's still more to come. So 2020 was insane, specifically as doulas, for us to learn how to navigate online stuff was really fucking crazy. I personally, you know, when I put out the virtual birth dueling episode, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. I knew a little bit, which is why I felt comfortable putting out that episode with the little information that I had. But damn, truth be told, guys, like, I was like, it was like, think about how it felt like the rug under my feet were taken out. Like, it was, yeah, no bueno. Truth be told, when quarantine was lifted for doulas specifically around August, or maybe a month or two earlier, but in August, that's when I started to attend births in person. I just put my head down and worked, you know? I mean, I had the threat of my career, my livelihood being taken away from me. And as soon as it was allowed for me to work and have access to some income, I just put my head down and worked. And I think a lot of doulas did that. I think a lot of people did that. And it was, I guess, a coping mechanism. You know, everybody has a different way of coping. And that was one of mine. You know, I'm a workaholic in general. So as soon as I found a way to be able to work and be able to kind of have some sort of normalcy, which wasn't at all, mind you, but it was like a little bit, that's what I did. I just put my head down and worked a ton. But I'm going to tell you now that we're in January, it's 2021, it's a new year. And this episode is about being how to virtually postpartum your clients, but also bullet points on how to be a postpartum doula. So first things first, update your website. Now, if you're a new doula and you don't have a website, pause this episode, go buy your domain name. I personally like Squarespace, either if it's your personal name, which I personally recommend, or if you want to do like Baby's Breath or Over the Moon Baby Love, whatever it is, do that. And if you're a specifically new doula and you're like, but Bonnie, I don't have the experience that I want to put on my website and I'm really nervous and I don't have pictures, none of that shit matters. Buy your domain name, put a picture of yourself, a nice picture, not a shitty picture. Come on now. Put a nice picture up and put your bio. Even if on your bio you don't have the experience to tell them what you've done in the past, put your about your fucking passion, girl or queen or person or beautiful, amazing person that's listening. Put a talk about your passion. Talk about why you want to be a postpartum doula, why you're a postpartum doula, and why they should hire you, even if you're a new doula. It doesn't matter, all right? As long as you have a website, you can always add stuff to it. I kid you not, when I did my website, it was okay. It wasn't like the most amazing thing in the world, but I did my best. And as I gained experience, as I gained knowledge, as I gained network, I started adding stuff onto my website. Nowadays, in 2021, I'm a full spectrum doula. What does really full spectrum mean? I don't do just birth or postpartum, but I'm also a death doula as well. So I'm really full spectrum. I'm also a newborn care specialist. I'm also a breast, chest, lactating consultant. Those things are all on my website. Therefore, that's really like it's a one way where people can go to that website and see all of the things you have. Even like this podcast is linked onto my website. So as you see, everything that I have in regards to my business as a doula, to anything informational, even my Instagrams are attached to that website. So again, get a website, I'm telling you. And if you have a website, y'all need to update it, okay? So moving on to your virtual setting, right? So when you're setting up your virtual setting, organize your space. There's nothing more exhausting as a client than seeing their doula fumbling around their own desk, right? We're the professional ones, we're guiding them. Organize your space. Now, do you need to put makeup on and like do your hair in a style and all of this other stuff? No, you don't need to like zhuzh up your appearance, but you need to look professional. Can you wear sweatpants? 100%. Should you brush your hair? Of course. We don't want to look disheveled, look presenting ourselves to a client, right? If you want to put sweatpants on, great. Brush your hair, brush your teeth, wash your face, like look presentable, like pull your hair back, like so they can see your face, right? Maybe you're fancy like me and you have an LED light to even have better lighting, right? So that's, again, make yourself presentable. Don't look like shit when somebody feels like shit, right? They're coming to you because they don't feel great when it comes to postpartum. Don't look like shit. Look like a presentable doula. Come on now. Another thing is take a breath before you go on Zoom or Google Meetup or whatever platform you use. Take a breath. Take a minute to meditate because it's still energy being exchanged, right? We want to be able to be the calmness that your postpartum client does not have. Right? So therefore, take a nice big deep breath before you click on that Zoom to enter it because you want to be able to be in the right set of mind. It's very important. So disclaimer, all of the tips that I'm going to give all of you are obviously from my personal experience, okay? All right. So being a virtual doula is for a doula themselves, it's a lot about letting go of ego, because if you're doing it virtually, obviously you can't be there in person. The beauty of doing virtually, though, guys, is that you can actually get outside clients from outside states, right? Like, let's say, so the example of like, I'm in New York, I can possibly get a client that's in California, that's in like Utah, or like that's in Florida. So there are a lot of benefits of doing virtual support, honestly. But in the beginning, when you're not used to it, it's very daunting and it's kind of like a mind fuck in a way. But for a doula, it's a lot about letting go and really trusting the process of doing things virtually. That being said, it's a lot about compassion of a non-judgmental friend. That's what a postpartum doula is. We're a non-judgmental friend that has a lot of compassion and a lot of wisdom as well. We provide lactation help virtually. I would highly suggest getting prop dolls. I think that those are incredibly beneficial in regards to how to show somebody specifically virtually. I definitely think that it's really important that you provide resources such as meal trains, maybe food delivery. I'll give you guys a nugget that I do that I give to my clients. So I actually created a baby registry on like Amazon. It's not even that fancy, right? And I actually share that link with all of my clients, either if it's birth or postpartum, because in that baby registry, of course, Amazon thinks I have like 20 children. But anyway, in that baby registry, you know, there are some fantastic tools that I've acquired over the years of experience that I really love to use. An example, right? So there's the Snoo, which is a high-end bassinet, which is electronic. It links to your phone. It, you know, has the sway mechanism, then the swaddling. There is another bassinet that's very similar, but the low end, like the cheaper version, which is called the Grokko. So therefore, you have options for your clients, right? We want to be able to understand that everybody has their own financial income and everybody's different. And you want to be able to have options. Get in touch with what wraps are. Baby wrapping is so cool. My friend Adrienne Stair, she actually did an episode with me last year. Wraps are awesome, dude. Try and learn to use a wrap so you can teach your clients. I kid you not, it's a really great way for clients to bond with their children. They get to be hands-free and still have their baby next to them. And it's actually really fun. Like a lot of like dads, partners, and husbands or and whatnot, like they love to do that. It's very like kind of it's a great way to get the partners involved. Whatever gender they are, it doesn't matter. It's a really great way to get them involved. Set your clients up with a list of things that they might need. It's really hard not to be present with your clients, but zhuzh up your resources. Make sure that you're not just giving them resources like pre-COVID, but think about post-COVID and the overall big picture of things, right? One thing that I also suggest is that if you do live in the same city as your postpartum client, maybe you're like really good at making a really awesome dish. So you can drop that dish off. Like my whole thing is like focaccia. I am a big fan of making focaccias. I make cute little designs with vegetables. I'm really good at it. And that's my thing, right? That's what I like to do. So whatever is your thing, maybe you could do that for your client. And maybe if you do live in the same city as them, you can even do a social distance meetup, which I think that now that we have a better understanding of COVID, the guidelines, hopefully everyone's wearing masks, that could be a possibility. So those are my suggestions for virtual work. Now, I started supporting families in person around September 2020. And how I started to do that post-COVID is that I took families for longer periods of time. So it wasn't just, for example, 2 to 3 days support or having a specific amount of hours, but then spread out through the month. What I did was I would make longer contracts. An example was a family hired me for 40 nights. So for 40 nights straight, I went to their house. I don't do less than 2 weeks, just because, first of all, for me, it makes sense financially, but it also makes sense emotionally to support them, right? Therefore, you have more time with them, you have more time to spend with them, and you're supporting them through and through. But you're also making sure that you're financially able to do that, because, you know, after all, this is how you pay your bills, right? This is your career. So you have to think not only on the emotional aspect, but also on the business aspect. And then in the middle, you have to think about your safety. Because I can tell you one thing right now, that some clients will think about your safety. Most of them will not. I have worked with clients that just for whatever reason in their brain didn't want to wear a mask around me, right? That happens. I've had clients that now that they know that I've taken the vaccine, they've literally on Zoom were like, well, that means we don't really have to wear a mask, right? I'm like, no, bitch, there's still a pandemic, all right? Get it together. So that's my suggestion, is take clients for longer periods of time so you can do this, that it makes sense financially, but then you can also quarantine a week before you take on another family. That's my personal suggestion right there. I think that there has to be clear communication. I, for example, refuse to take my mask around people, specifically when I'm working with clients. I don't know where they've been. I don't know how they're quarantining. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're forming a relationship, but after you're done with that family, you'll stay in touch, but you know, you're not going to see them on an everyday basis. So it's really important for you to think about the big picture instead of just that moment with your clients. In the big picture, you're a doula that's working with multiple families in the future. So you have to think about how you're going to, hopefully you don't get the COVID, so you can work with another family right after them. So talking about who gets COVID tests, when they do, and wearing masks, these are all things that you have to talk before you start the session, right? Clear communication, so there's no error for misinterpretation. It's very, very important, especially when you're talking to people that are in postpartum. They just had a baby. They're very vulnerable and fragile emotionally. So therefore, you being very clear in your communication without any error for bullshit is really, really important. Another suggestion that I take is make sure that you talk about family members that are coming, right? Like that's a big thing. A lot of families now in 2021 are allowing their families to pop their bubble if they haven't already popped it already, their safety bubble, right? So that's also really important in regards to like day shifts specifically. If you are going into a family, maybe you should know if grandma's going to be around, right? Maybe you should know if like Uncle Joe is going to be around sitting on the couch doing whatever. So it's really important that you have those boundaries with your clients. I'm not a big fan of having extra family around. I actually don't encourage it unless, you know, they've been in that space for a long time and everybody's taken a COVID test before you start working with them. That's really important. You know, if you feel comfortable enough, like in expressing that for your clients, I highly suggest that. I tell all my clients, I'm like, I'm going to take a COVID test. Why do you feel comfortable not wearing a mask around me when I'm in your home? We're not buddy buddies. Like I want to work with you, but that doesn't mean that we have the same germs, right? So just make sure that communication is incredibly important. I kid you not. If you're the type of person that's like not non-confrontational, you need to change that a little bit because you need to stand up for yourself more, okay? Regarding overnights is a little bit easier because you're not dealing with tons of people. Truth be told, I prefer overnights. You're most likely dealing with one. And when I say dealing, I don't mean like, dealing. I'm saying like you're only like working with one parent, right? And the baby themselves. So regarding overnights, I still wear a mask around the parents, but obviously when the parent goes to bed, I take my mask off so I can take a nap in between the feedings, right? Like I'm not a robot. So overnights, much, much easier than daytime because you're communicating and working with very little people. Maybe you're not even working with the parents. Maybe you're bottle feeding the baby. So therefore, it's just you and the child. That's the perfect scenario. But a lot of times we have a parent that's lactating and they want to breastfeed, chest feed their baby. So you're actually helping that parent, which is great. Because therefore, like, this parent is like so thankful that they have somebody that they trust with the baby. So there's trusted sleep. They can actually sleep in between the feedings and they can still get that support that they really so desired, right? Before COVID fucked everything up. So that being said, washing hands should not even be said right now because that should be part of your job as a doula in general. I don't care if you're just a birth doula, postpartum, if you're a night doula, if you do death work, you need to wash those hands. Wash those grimy little fingers. Okay, guys? Like, that's not even a fucking, like, that should be part of your daily routine. Like, for me to, like, have commercials or informational or infomercials for that matter on the TV on how to wash your hands, it's like, what the fuck? So washing your hands, duh, that's like part of the job. Come on now. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode today. It is very short and sweet, but it's just a bullet point of what I wanted to put out. I stand behind everything I said, and wear a mask, motherfuckers. Hell yeah. Wear a mask. Make it fashion. Like, are you kidding me? I have probably about 30 masks, all colors. They match with my outfits. Yes, they do, because I am that bitch. Be considerate towards your business. Have open communication and network. Network, network, network. I hope you all have an amazing day, an amazing week. I will talk to you very soon. I will make an effort to make sure that I am present. And honestly, I think you guys are all amazing. And be good to each other and be good to yourselves. Bye, y'all.